Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and all that good stuff. It's your host, Brother Drew Ash, calling off that Black Nation Task Force Radio. Tonight we'll be talking about nation building, the attributes of building a nation. A lot of shows we always talking about the having a nation and building a nation, but we need to find out what does it take to say, hey, this is a nation. That's what we're going to be talking about tonight. So let's do the first thing. Let's open up with a small prayer to the Creator of male and female, of the heaven and the earth. We ask for your blessings and your guidance. And to the Creator, hey, punish all our enemies, Black Power. All right, y'all. Like I said, tonight the topic is nation building and the attributes of having a nation. You know, and so that's going to be the topic. If you want to chime in and think what you want to put your part in, what you believe that a nation should include, you feel free to give us a call at 909-265-9220. We're talking about the attributes of having a nation, you know, not just saying we want a nation, but what does it take to say, hey, I am a nation? You know, someone told me all nations have a P.O. box. So, hey, that's one of the things. Let's go to the phone calls. Take a call coming out of the, let's see, taking a call coming out of 312 area code 498, you on there?
Yes, sir, my brother. Brother Dawah.
Hey, Brother Dawa, shalom. Hey, Brother Dawa, I know you know a little about this. We're talking about nation building, the attributes of having a nation, the characteristics, what should be in a nation.
Hey, brother, I'm just calling in to listen, but yes, I heard you saying something about a P.O. box. I think a P.O. box, Go ahead.
Oh, not a P.O. box. I meant to say a post office. You know what I'm saying? When you have a nation, you able to do this, you able to do that, you know what I mean? You able to deliver your own mail. That's why I'm getting real deep in what we need when we say we're going to have a nation.
Okay. Well, I'm going to add this in. I'm going to get off the phone because last night I talked to you for a while. I don't want to hog up this half hour and play my position. But I do want to say something that came to me. We need our own currency, because when this dollar falls, we still going to have to be able to have a currency to deal with one another. So that's something to put on the table. We need our own currency among ourselves. It's a must.
That's what I'm talking about, and that's something we need to take in consideration. When this dollar is going to fall, and what's going to be the way we trade, you know, because a lot of stuff is going to be on. A lot of, as you see, our adversary, they're trying to get the gold and silver, which is something that's internationally known, and that's something we might want to think about. But that's a good point, Brother Dawa.
Yes, yes, my brother, most definitely, because if we can't actually go and extract gold and silver from different places for our own, in our own areas all across, then we still going to have something that we use that can back the gold and silver, too. We can get a point where we can have the actual hard assets among ourselves, wherever we are.
Yes, yes, sir. You're sure correct about that. So that's one. That's what we're talking about tonight. To all our callers that's calling in, we're talking about what is it going to take to have a nation? What's the attributes of a nation? What sacrifice is going to have to be made to be in a nation? And Brother Dawa brought up some great sacrifices last night about this new land project. What's not going to be allowed, you know, when we're trying to build a nation, if we're trying to build something righteous, if we're not trying to build something righteous, we can stay right here where we're at. We can just deal with what we've been dealing with. But when we're talking about building a nation, hey, what type of nation? A righteous nation. So that's one of the attributes that we're talking about, going back to what it was, a righteous nation. Our ancestors and our forefathers were builders and creators, the first doctors, the first teachers. So those attributes, and we're talking about, Brother Dawa.
Sir, my brother.
All right. Yes, I know you're probably tired, but if you want to join back in, you know, you can just push one on your phone a couple of times. That'll reopen your line up.
Yes, sir. But you know, I can go, but I'm just trying to. I'm just going, like I said,
yeah,
in my position tonight.
all right. I know you can. We got another caller standing by, so I just hit this other caller. You can either mute your phone, Brother Dawa, if you like.
All right, brother.
All right, B. Hey, coming out of that 770 area code 882, you on there? We're talking about nation builders.
Yes, yes, my brother, Duax. This is Mama Pearl, the ancient newcomer. You know I love you. You know I love you. This is just so divine. You know, this is why I give all praises to the Most High Highest, you know, and talking about that whirlwind our brother Marcus got me talking about. And this is what it's all about. And you ask the question, you know, what is nation building? And Brother Dawood, right there, he's got the land. And the most important thing on the land is the library, which is the wisdom, which is the knowledge of our people and our culture and our ancestors, you know, and definitely, you know, bringing back respect to our elders. You know, we have to learn how to honor and listen to our elders. Now, elders need to get back in line if they're not in line as to being the respectful elders and sharing the wisdom that they have. But those are some of my elders. As far as making our own currency, even within this nation, you know, we are still within a government or whatever. But among ourselves, we can start buying, like, precious stones and metals and things like that and just start bothering, you know, amongst ourselves, like that.
Yeah, you're right about that. And, you know, and a wise brother told me a long time ago when I was growing up and studying with different people, he told me, if you know what's going to be more precious than all the gold and silver, and he said food, agriculture is your number one thing, because if you have food, you'll be able to trade with anybody all over the world. So that's one of the things that, just take that to heart, that's the number one thing you're going to need. Because whoever has the food make the rules around here in the last days. So, and whoever has food can get any money and all the gold in the world when it's hard times.
Right.
So that's one thing we need to be about, our business going back into the land and growing in agriculture.
That's right. And I can tell you, Brother Drew, I just finished my class, you know, learning about this money game. I'm so excited. You know, I just wanted to say to all my brothers and sisters out there, we all know about Monopoly. It's like one of the biggest top-selling games in America and the world, Monopoly, playing with fake money. You learn how to play with your real money and see the game that's been played in your real money. Oh, my goodness, you know. And, yeah, we're ready for some nation building.
All right, Brother Runaway, also known as Nat Turner, in the chat room, said water is going to be one of the most precious commodities also. water would be ultimately more vital than gold or silver. And yes, 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 that's what we're talking about.
Absolutely.
Food and water, whoever controlled those in these last days will be, hey, that's going to be a commodity. And we've seen a lot of movies, and we used to just take these movies as to heart as just a movie, but you can go back and look at Mad Max. You can look at the Book of Levi. You can look at a lot of futuristic movies when they underground and scrounging for food and scrounging for water. Hey, that's a testimony to what someone's seen. You know, television is telling a vision what someone's seen before. It's just not for the entertainment, but we sometimes look at television and for entertainment, but it's actually it's just like a Facebook. It's just like a Google. It's actually telling you a story.
It's tell lies visually.
Some of it lies.
You know, they mix truth with lies. You know,
that's right. That's
lies.
Right.
As long as the discerning ear be able to hear and see, because they do that to reach their kind. You know, so we
right.
think it's a joke, a lot of us, but it's really serious.
Right. I just like to, you know, make a one testimony. You know, I recall when I was younger and I saw the fax machine, the first time I ever seen a fax machine in a movie. And I seen them put that paper in there and it came out on the other side. I said, man, Hollywood just make up all kind of stuff. Not knowing me. Hey, that's reality. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm saying. A lot of stuff that you see come true.
Absolutely, absolutely. And to take it even further than that, I remember when I was a little girl, you know, back in the day, because my parents were sharecroppers, they were talking about the telephones was going to be connected to a TV. They'd see the person that you're talking to, you know, and I wasn't excited about that because I'm a little nappy head. But this is what we're doing now from computer to computer, you know, laptop to laptop. I'm like, oh, my God, you know, I'm living to see that come true, you know, way back then, but here it is right now.
Right. All right. For the ones who hadn't heard from the Task Force Radio for a while, we've been so busy. We're back online, though. We're going to be bringing you an hour to 2 hour shows weekly. You know, we've been having so many things. We had so many tasks that we had set forth for ourselves, creating a home school. And I didn't get to make that announcement. I found us a building. And I found some teachers also. So what we say come alive. We're not just talking. We, you know, I don't want to take on too many more tasks, though, because I want to finish some tasks. You know, the Black Wall Street investment. Then Brother Dawa, he has this land. We got so many tasks now, but I don't want to add no extras. But we will finish the ones that we say we will do. The Black Nation Task Force, we're going to be networking and working with all our new brothers and sisters to get these tasks completed. But we will be creating home schools where brothers and sisters can come and send their children if they just want to take them out of this demonic system. Because what you need to know, whoever teach your babies, control your baby's mind. And that's one thing we know this, but it's almost like pause and we keep sending our children back to them. So, we know this is true. We know that they told us Jesus was white. We know they told us, you know, and that's big. So if they did us like that when we were children and told us all so many false lies, like Columbus discovering America, that you were slaves, you know, they didn't tell you all. Before I was enslaved, I was never a slave anyway. I was enslaved. You know, it's, a slave is a person who chose to, didn't have no option. Y'all came and grabbed us. We were enslaved. We weren't slaves when you found us. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. So the school don't teach it right. They, you know, they told you that you didn't know how to read and write. Then you have to verify, hey, we build pyramids. I mean, we must have some knowledge of reading and write. We build pyramids, and we've been all over this land. We travel the four corners of the earth. So with that being said, hey, somebody teaching us wrong. Somebody told me that, you know, that we came from. Right. Somebody told us that we came from monkeys, that we evolved into humans. But our creator, if we go by the biblical text, said you were created in my image. So you ask yourself, who are you from the planet of apes, or are you from another planet? Because if our creator said we were created in his image, that's a man. Then he described his attributes. So, you know, that's what I'm saying. But our children are so young, they can't pick this up as a child. I looked up to white folks for a long time in my life. because all I saw was white people in the books, white people in my Bible, white people everywhere. So that's what I'm trying to say. Whoever controlled your child's education and what they see in his first development is who they're going to think God is, the authority is, and all that. So it's very important that we do this number one thing. That's the number one way that they're destroying us right now is through education. It ain't through police brutality. It ain't through none of that. It's through the education because you become a servant when you enter the institution. You start serving them just as soon as pre-K because they tell you all the all the fairy tale nursery rhymes, and they start telling you about all the myths and lies and pagan holidays. So you become their servant at pre-K. And from that point on, if you're not smart enough, if you're not, the Creator don't have his hand on you, you're going to be their servant for life. And you'll be wondering why I never had anything, why I can't come up. Because we allowed our children to be captured and conquered at an early age. And that's what I'm talking about, my first.
We allow them to do it. You're absolutely correct. You know. And we can teach our children out of their history book because there's a story behind his story that hadn't been told. So we can use their books to teach our children the truth, to bring forth the light, you know.
Right. So this is one of the tasks that we said we were going to do in 2012, to create a homeschool for our children, and I can see that coming quicker. You know, the Creator is moving fast. We just mentioned something, and he started opening up doors to show you the way. And, you know, got a building already. Got some people that ain't doing nothing that know how to teach. That's actually school teachers. They out of work right now. So now it's the next thing is to...
What can happen with that, Brother Drew, because this is the time for giving. You have to give in order to truly receive on the spiritual plane. So if every parent or, you know, family can get together and maybe just donate, you know, $10 or something a week towards the teacher, that gives her a little income, you know, contribute.
That's what, and that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. So where there's a will, there's a way. It's just, are you willing to make the sacrifice? And charity, you know, charity is the number one thing that I created, respect, giving something that you don't have to give, making a sacrifice. You see it all in the Bible. It talks about sacrifice. And it ain't talking about just cutting somebody's blood sacrifice. It ain't talking about that type of sacrifice. It's talking about give something that you don't have to necessarily have to do, you know, because I gave you free will. But like we doing this for our people now, we are sacrificing our lives, our times, our families to teach others to be a torchlight to others. So we're making a sacrifice, something we don't necessarily have to be doing. You don't see everybody doing it. So that's the sacrifice that we chose to do. So that's what we're talking about.
And we definitely have to connect with our brother, you know, over in Jamaica, because he's really ready to sit down and, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We need to connect him with Brother Dawood. Is it Dawood, Dawood?
No, it's Dawa.
Dawa. Okay. My bad, my brother. Yeah, we have to do that. I wanna do that as soon as possible, brother.
Right. And you know, and a lot of people don't know we started this Black Nation Task Force. We just started this as an organization. Some brothers and sisters called us from our Gullah Geechee brothers and sisters. A lot of people don't know about our Gullah Geechee brothers and sisters.
Yeah,
but since
yeah.
slavery was over, our ancestors had millions of acres. And we up there wondering where the acres and talking about reparations. Our ancestors owned islands all off the Carolina coast to the Atlanta coast. It's called the Gullah Geechee Nation. You can go by and Google it. But our brothers and sisters, they were kept quiet because I think it was a systematic plan that the white man wanted them to keep it quiet.
Oh, yeah.
Because eventually everybody would grow old and die off and they'll take it.
That's
what they're doing now. They're building hotels and everything else on the Gullah Geechee Islands, all off the Atlanta coast to the North Carolina coast. And so one of our brothers contacted us and he needed some aid. He was trying to save that land. He said, these people are taking our land, millions of acres. They done took over 15, listen up, 15 million acres have been taken from the Gullah Geechee Nation.
Brother Reginald Hall.
Right. And so that's how we started out. We just started out trying to be an organization or nothing. We just said, all right, we're going to put some people together. We're going to take the task on going to help them brothers and sisters. And we started putting people together that was close to his island. And now a lot of people have got on board, Black Legislative, Martin Luther King Son Organization, got the SCLC, and all types of stuff. And got, we got the brother the help that he needed to address the issue. So that's how it started.
Yes.
We just started
yes.
out trying to be a task force. We started out on a mission of love to help our brothers and sisters. And then we was all in shock because we didn't know we had ancestors had no land nowhere. We didn't know they had 15 million acres been taken. We didn't know. Man, that's shocking. That's shocking in itself. So the task force started just like that, and then other things kept coming on, and we kept on doing things for other brothers and sisters. And we just said, hey, we might as well just form a task force, and then whenever you form something, you have to have some type of structure. So we put some structure to it, and we just thought it's almost like the nation. We're not trying to have no anybody in the task force, but brothers and sisters with a righteous agenda, brothers and sisters who will work. And that's how it started. And no big eyes, no big U's, because we got so many people that's in here that's capable of doing their own thing. We have brothers and sisters in the chat room, professors. We have legal representatives. We have TV producers. We have just, I don't know, we have everything in the task force. It's about coming
yes.
together on a righteous agenda.
Brothers,
so these
sisters,
are the same. Right. And the task force has no religious boundaries. It's, you know, because we got Sister Zinga, who's in the chat room right now. She's in the Nation of Islam. We got brothers that's not in nothing. We got brothers in Kemet. That's what I'm saying. We got brothers in Hebrews. We got Christians. We have, hey, you name it, we got it. All types of organizations, UNIA, RBGs, we got a little of everything. It's just brothers and sisters say, I want to work to be free. And that's what
truth
it really is.
Truth and
working.
Righteousness. For truth and righteousness. Get tired of all the BS. It's time for truth and righteousness. That's the only way we're going to raise. That's the only thing we can stand on, and we can defend ourselves when we're standing in truth and righteousness.
That's right. And so that's what it is. So it wasn't no big eyes, no big use. So, Mom Pearl, you want to talk about the one-hour task that we have coming up in March?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yes, I do. I'm telling you, this is just such a divine time, or just a spiritual time for me, because I know that we are spirits, you know, spiritual beings in a physical body having a human experience. We're just a spiritual being. And I also know that in the spiritual realm, one can take down 1,000. So that's how I approach and see everything here on this third dimensional plane, because that's what we are. But we're in the time right now where we have to give thanks, and giving thanks and giving thanks. And we are privileged to have our elders right here with us right now. You know, it saddens me and even surprises me if people think that we don't have anyone fighting for us, or no one helped us do anything. We're just here. When we have people, I know brothers and sisters who's in the struggle out running back and forth like Brother Drew every day. We have freedom fighters who have brought us this far. Nothing has been given to us. They have handed nothing down to us. And our freedom fighter brothers and sisters are well-read and very intellectual, powerful people, and they're elderly. And the elderly brothers and sisters are freedom fighters. You know, they know that it's time for them to leave this plane. And it saddens them that they have no one. They told me that it used to be every 10 years when the baton was passed on and a new leader or someone would pick up and carry on, you know, the struggle, the fight. And I don't even want to say struggle, the fight, you know, but they said it's been over 30 years since a new brother or sister, you know, took the baton and carried it forward. You know, so this is what we aim to do here at the convention, at the event. It's called a tribute to our elder freedom fighters and the passing along of a baton. You know, so we're going to have some wonderful elders, you know, Herman Ferguson, Maxwell Stanford, oh my goodness, hoping to get Mother Africa, Mother Moore, is that her name, Brother Drew? You know, so many others, you know, elders.
Brother,
and anyone, And anyone that you all, Brother Aggie, for sure, Brother Aggie, definitely. I mean, you all are going to be surprised, you know, about our very own Blog Talk own Brother Aggie, but he's going to be lifted up. This is time to honor our elders, honor our mothers and our fathers so that our days will be long, because we are at war. You know, it's not just a physical war, but it's a spiritual war as well. When you look at it in the spiritual, you're going to win the physical, because we're not here to let anyone hurt us or to destroy us. This is not why we were created. That lie is over. But we have to be about our spiritual selves, because we are a spiritual being. The Most High has all power. I know it's just the grandest of all spirits. And no one can tell me that there's no such thing. You just can't tell me that, you know, because I ain't buying it. You know?
All right. Let me tell everybody in the chat room, we're going to stream for another 15 minutes. So if you want to hear the last 15 minutes of the program, give us a call at 909-265-9220. And that's what we on the show tonight. We just exchanging ideas about nation buildings. We talked about we're going to need our own currency is one of the things. Another thing, we're going to have to be about agriculture. If you don't have nothing else, as long as you have some food and some water and some shelter, you can live on this earth. That's how our ancestors did it way before modern times. They live with food, shelter, and water and clothing. Those four items there will take you through the rest of your life, if nothing else. If you can live on some land at peace, if you got some land, hey, that's one of your number one commodities is land. Land, food, shelter, clothing, get it down, get the necessities. Go ahead, Mom Bird, try to say something.
I'm just saying, that's right. That's it right there. It's the very essence, you know. And with our mind, we create all these things. We created all these things, you know. So
right. Right. And as we know, just thinking about some of the tasks, we look back at Black Wall Street, and you know whenever you're building something, yeah, you're going to have a defense to protect it. There's no, I mean, that's all over the world. Every nation has a defense. And you're going to have a defense to protect what you're building, no matter if you're going to be living in a dual society or, hey, are you going sovereign. You still need your own defense. And that's what we're saying. So that's all. We're just trying to give a little attributes. It's a short show, but we'll be on next week on our regular 1 to 2 hour shows, depending on the topic. We're trying to give a lot of brothers and sisters who haven't heard of the Black Nation Task Force, or many of them have, because the Creator is walking aside, right aside with us as brothers and sisters who have always been submitting to do the Creator's will anyway. So we know He walks with us, and how fast things are moving, we know it has to be our Creator. We've been networking with Brother Dawah. He has some land that's being entrusted to him, 123 acres up in the Southampton, Virginia area. That's a task to get that, save that land, because that's our ancestor Nat Turner's land. We have a task of a home school to get that completed this year, our own home school. You know, we'll try to figure out how we're going to do the volunteers, raising money. But I don't care if we have 5 students, we want to start making the task of getting our children on this system. We have the task of the Black Wall Street investment, which is going real great. We're in Oklahoma. You know, everything we say coming true in less than 1 to 2 months. We say it, next thing you know, it happens. And that's when we're not bragging, we're not no egos, because the Creator already showed us and trained us. We've been in organizations for years following people and learning and teaching. And at a certain time, you're supposed to practice what you've been learning. So right now, when we say something, we actually know how to create it and get it done. So, you know, we got the Black Wall Street investment going. We have land, Brother Dawah and a few other brothers, we got land all over the different parts of this nation that we're working on. We got, these just tasks that we took on. We helped the brother Gutter Geechee. We helped the brothers in Sapelo Island. That's where it's at, out the Atlanta coast. We helped them with that too. And that's what we're saying. We're saying we're not going to say anything and not do it, because that's how people judge you, on by your word. So we're going to be about our business and keeping our word. If we say something, that's what we're going to do. We're going to do a tribute with our elders in March at Benedict College in South Carolina, in Columbia, Carolina. So, you know, whatever we say we must do, I'm not going to take on too many other tasks till we complete some of these tasks all the way through. But these are tasks that we've done taken on. This is what the Black Nation Task Force about, serious brothers and serious-minded people coming together to get the job done. No fear, just respect, and standing with the Creator, standing with us because we have a righteous agenda. So that's all it is. And it's a short show tonight, like I said. But I just thought I'd just pass that on out there. We will be back on bringing you the best topics. We done had a lot of great topics. We done let the different brothers and sisters in our nation speak. We done had the UNIA on this radio program. We done let the Nation of Islam on this program. We done had just whatever you could think of. We done had our young brothers from the RBGs on the program. We let the hip-hop community speak. Yeah, whatever's in the Black Nation. Freedom Fighters been on this program. POW has been on this program. Hey, whatever's in our Black Nation is welcome to be on this program. Also, you're welcome to host the show. It's not all about us. It's about the Black Nation. That's what this is, Black Nation Task Force Radio. Wow. Anything else, Mom Pearl, you want to add?
You know, I love you all so much. I love you all so much. Peace and blessings.
All right, we got a lot of callers online. If anybody want to join in, just press 1 on your phone. You want a question or just say you like what you heard or you want to join this Black Nation Task Force and say, hey, yeah, I can help you brothers and sisters with that. Then we feel free to say push 1 and just if you just like what you heard, you can say, hey, I like that. I'm with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. No player hating. Just want to be free. And that's all it is. Just want to be free I want to be free. I want my children to be free. Let's take a phone call right quick. Coming out of 215 area code. You on there?
Yes, okay. Greetings, Hotep. Blessings, Akwaba. This is me. Mama Earth, Sis Abena. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Sister Abena? How you doing? What would you like to add to the program tonight?
To Mama Pearl and Sister Pearl as well. Yeah, well, that last thing you said, yeah, that's true for me. I want to be free. That's what it's about, getting and being free. But I just want to say, you know, real quick, yeah, I'm here. I'm listening. I did like what it said, and I have a lot of things to say and build in, and at the same time, I am extremely fatigued, tired, and it's like, so it's just like in a chill, just listening to the stuff and not really wanting to or having a whole lot of energy to sort of talk and share yet.
That's fine.
I wanted to go ahead and say, okay, yeah, I do like what I hear for sure, you know.
All right.
So,
and we appreciate you.
Thanks for being here and doing what it is you're doing and, you know, continuing the process of building and, you know, leaving the links. And, you know, it's kind of like, you know, it seems like our experience is sort of like, was it Hansel and Gretel or wherever, where they kind of leave the trail in the woods for the folks to follow. And, you know, you know, I recognize that that's the process that, you know, you all are laying down and that we're all involved in. And so thanks for leaving those, you know, that trail, laying that trail, and blessings upon its growth and, you know.
You're right.
Thank you for being a part
you.
Of it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for being a part of it, my sister. Thank you.
Right, and you know, like you said, it's like, yeah, we're spirit. This is what my spirit is, and you know, it's like they say, I didn't choose it. It chose me, and you know, those kind of cliches. The spirit, you know, Africa. I wasn't born in Africa. Africa was born in me, and for me, that's what it means to be African. You know, in terms of what you actually do and how it's reflected in your behaviors is very specific,
right.
You know,
no,
actions
right.
And so forth. Yeah, so blessings. All right.
Thank you.
All right, let me take the next caller. All right, thank you, Sister Abner. All right, let me take this next caller. Coming out of 997, you on there?
Yes, how you doing? I just want to call and let you know that I like what I'm hearing, and I would like to join up with the Black Nation Task Force and help y'all build.
Okay.
All right, we appreciate that, and we got your number, and we'll be sending you a text, and stay in touch.
All right.
All right, y'all, that's what we're talking about. We're down to our last 9 minutes. It's just we're just keeping it real. We're just humble people. You know, Brother Dawa heard him last night. I'm just humble, I'm humble. That's what you're supposed to be. That's what we are. We humble people. And if you ain't humble, if you ain't got the right attitude and the right spirit, then Creator gonna bypass you. And he blessed those who humble themselves, who know that they didn't make this world, that there's a higher authority. So, hey, that's how we have to be in this world. We have to humble ourselves, and then all the blessings will come. If you're catching a lot of hell in your life, hey, something ain't going right. That's all I can tell you on that. Something ain't going right. You know, that's all I can say on that. We ain't going to go too far in that. Let me check the chat room out. Let's see. Oh, man, they chatted away in this chat room. Can't keep up with it. They chatted away in the chat room. All right. Yeah, but that's what we're saying. That's what we're saying. We just little eyes, no big eyes here. It's just us. It's us trying to be free and network with the other brothers and sisters who want to be free. That's all we're doing. That's our task, is to be free. So we were trying to have a program about nation building. What attributes does it take to have a nation? You must have some land, for one thing. You must have some land. You must have some structure. Most nations have a language. Most nations have some commodities, some type of money, some type of something to use for currency.
Value.
So this is what we're talking about. Yes, value. You must have a defense. You must have an offense. Hey, a lot of people don't have offense. You have to have offense, too. So that's what we say. When you think about nation building, think about all the attributes that it's going to take to have a nation. And to have
that
a nation, you must have youth. Right. You're going to have to have youth. You know, you can't have a nation without youth. You know that? Because if you die off and there ain't no youth falling behind you, nation did.
Right.
So, hey, you have to have a nation that you, and not just youth, but youth that has have been trained to take your spot, take your place,
right.
To take his righteous place, rights of passage programs.
Right.
Yes. And so this is what we're talking about. It's just a short program tonight, and we appreciate everybody for coming out. And, hey, Brother Drew, we did a real good program last night for all those who didn't hear it. Check out Southern Region. Okay, check out the Southern Region NBPP page. And we had Tag Brother Dawa Yisrael. And listen to that program that we did Saturday night. And that was awesome. And the archives and the people that were online, everything, the energy and the power, everybody's talking about the program.
Yeah.
And that's what we're talking about. Did you like that, Mama Pearl?
Black man, boy, can't say nothing about my brothers. Come on if you want to. Say something.
That's what we're talking about. We're talking about nation. And that's what we're talking about, nation building and rising. And we can't rise no higher than our females, so it's very important that our females come back into their true knowledge of themselves, because if a nation can't rise no higher than the female, and our females, hey, that means we can't rise. So if our nation is down right now, we got to say our females is down right now. And if our females are down right now, we got to say why. Because if the male was the protector of the female, hey, I think we got a problem with our males. If our females are down, I think we lost our way. We lost our job. Our duties was to protect the female. So if our nation is down right now, it's because we fail to live up to our responsibility as a man on this planet.
Tell it.
Hey, you got to keep it real. In order to move forward, you got to tell the truth, and to the truth shall set you free. Now, let's restate that, because a lot of people that told the truth in jail ain't set free. The truth shall make you free. It shall make you free in your sin. Yes, it make you free. Yes, and so that's what we're talking about. This is Black Nation Task Force Radio. Hey, all we're trying to do is be the voices for the people. If you have some concerns, if you have issues, we work on all types. because in the Black Nation Task Force, you have the New Black Panther Party, you have the Nation of Islam, you have the Hebrew movement, you have Christians, pastors, you have Kemet. You just think of it, hey, you have brothers and sisters who say, I don't believe in nothing. Hey, we don't care neither. As long as you have a righteous agenda and want to help your brothers be free, hey, you can be a member, you can be a join forces with us. You want some land of your own, we're working on that. You want some peace, you're tired of all what you see, you're tired of drugs, you're tired of thieving, you're tired of thieves, you're tired of killing. Hey, we're talking about building a land of our own, having a land of our own. We're working on that in different parts of this state right now. Brother Dawai working on it up in Virginia. We're working it on it down here in the South. And we're gonna have a network. We're gonna trade with each other. We're gonna have trucks to ship food, water everywhere. We're talking about homeschooling our kids, and that can work. I've done it with my own, two of my children, and they're trying to teach me now. Hey, so we talking about being real to what we say. It's all, don't say nothing that you don't want to do. Don't say nothing that you can't do. Well, I ain't going to say what you can't. You can do everything, but just don't take on a task that your ass can't cash. You know how that goes.
Oh, call it. Yeah.
And that's all we talking about, Mama Pearl. We chose Mama Pearl to be a spokesman for the Black Nation Task Force because Mama Pearl is well connected. Mama Pearl is also in the UNIA. So people don't know about the UNIA. UNIA is Marcus Garvey Group that he started back in 1919. And Marcus Garvey, the only person in the USA, been able to move 10 million people at one time. And he wasn't even from here. So you could tell that the Creator stood with him. So Mama Pearl is well connected. We also got, I forgot about that, Mama Pearl, our Jamaican connection that we made for, we're going to start commerce and trade. So we've been on the phone networking with those brothers and sisters, Mama Pearl and myself. We also got Brother Dawa. We're going to have him in our upper leadership. The brother, he's a proven warrior. He's a proven, I've been watching other people watching it. This man has been entrusted with millions of dollars worth of land and stuff.
Spirit
that just don't happen. That just don't happen unless something is there. And the Creator say, hey, and those are ancestors. Those elder ancestors saw this brother and say, hey, we're going to leave this. We're going to entrust you to run this for us. And that's what we're talking about. So if they see the power in it, and I've seen the power before I even knew about that in it, hey, I want to walk with a brother like that. Hey, I thank the Creator for those type of brothers and individuals. So we just want to walk with a brother like that in my lifetime, especially in this life when you can't trust too many brothers and sisters out here. Sometimes you can't trust your own family. Sometimes you can't trust even your organization. I say. That's what we're talking about. We're down to our last 2 minutes, and we're going to let y'all go. We'll be back on next week. We'll have a great topic for you. We'll probably have to try to see if we can get Brother Dawa on this station also, because we want to spread the knowledge since we have different people following the different shows. We'll see if we can get them on this show and get our Jamaican connections and all that stuff. We're going to do this thing in 2012. Our goal is we won't sleep. Hey, I got bags under my eyes, Mama Pearl.
You got to rest sometime, you know.
Hey, I ain't sleeping till we get free. So that's the, I'm gonna fall out free, or we're gonna get free. I ain't resting till I see some type of freedom on this earth. And I said to everybody that came out, thank you. Hey, we chose to liberate ourselves today. By liberating yourselves, now you can liberate others. And I say greetings and thank you. We got 1 minute, and I'll let this music take us out.
Love you, Brother Drew. I'm so happy you're my brother. I love you.
All right, and we love you back. As Micah said, we love you more. All right. Yeah.